Good morning. Welcome back. We are halfway through the school year. Can you believe it?
Are we?
Yeah. Probably less in the number of weeks. Mm-hmm. But isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is. It's gone really quickly.
I know. I always think this half term is like the arts half term, really, because there's so much going on. There's the play, there's the Allen Cup, there's some competitions. We've got Science Week coming up as well. There's going to be a maths day within Science Week, which is really exciting. And next Friday's World Book Day. So I just feel like it's event after event after event. It's really exciting, really fast-paced, culminating in Arts Week, which is obviously brilliant fun. So what are you looking forward to this half-term, James?
Arts Week. Arts Week was always really fun.
And I don't know what is there a theme this year?
Not for Arts Week. I know the theme for the sing-off.
Oh, yeah?
I think it's... Band,
yeah, boy bands.
Amazing.
Okay, and yeah, I'm looking forward to the sing off.
Okay, great. Oscar?
I'm really looking forward to World Book Day because I've kind of been planning it since year six.
I'm really excited about this. I think we're going to interview Miss Flower and maybe Mr. Drury and find out what the plans are, get a bit more of an idea. And then there's lots of music going on. So we've got Had the Road Cup, the instrumental competition, and then we've got
the Allen Cup.
Yeah.
Any of your friends performing?
I'm performing
the
Allen Cup. This year I'm doing a duet with Andrew Hamilton.
Ooh! So, can you tell us what you're singing?
We'll be singing We'll Meet Again from like 1930s or something.
From the war?
Yeah, from the war.
From Berlin?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, classic! Okay, that's an interesting choice.
Gonna be fun,
oh, well, that's exciting. Are you doing a group one as well?
No, we were gonna, we always do like every year we do like a massive group.
Well, we did it once last year,
yeah. Last
every
year,
year.
last year we did a big group and it was like I think we had about 10 boys in it. It was pretty mad,
yeah. It's like one of the boy bands,
we came runner up,
not bad.
So yeah, we got a big trophy.
There you go.
And we were meant to like switch it around every month, and Joe's had it the whole time.
I don't know if he's like engraved it or anything. Yeah. I'm gonna bring it back.
Might have sold it. Okay, so we want to also that we noticed in the calendar there's a year one informal concert, so we really want to talk to the year ones and find out more about that. Have you guys ever done an informal concert here?
Yes. I did the one in year eight.
Did you? Well done, James.
I think I did either year seven or year six, and I think maybe year six or year five we had like an arts informal concert, so you can like
do Lander and stuff.
Lander. You could also do like bring in a painting that you've done or something that like you've made in DT.
I remember that in like I think
it was
in
after
like
COVID.
That's
yeah,
really
just
nice.
After, and I did a painting.
Lovely. I think it's a really good opportunity if you're not quite ready to go into one of these big things or an assembly or something. And then the PAH just feels cosier and it just is less intimidating. But I know some people love the show, but I think it's a good idea. Okay, so we're going to catch up with a few people and then look forward to the week ahead.
Yeah.
See you later.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Broke Beef podcast. We are here with Miss Flower, the head of English, and we'll be asking her some questions about the World Book Day.
So our first question for you, Miss, is what is your favourite book?
Ooh, that is a good one. Is that favourite book as an adult or as a child?
Both.
Okay, so as a child, probably anything Roald Dahl. I liked that they were quite dark.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of children getting revenge on awful adults. And then as an adult, it's going to be a book by an author called Kate Atkinson, who I like a lot, called Life After Life. And it's a sort of sliding doors book where throughout the novel, the protagonist dies at various stages, but then in the next chapter, events take a slightly different turn and you see where her life could have gone.
Oh, interesting.
Mm.
So for our book day, we'll all come in the costume. What are you planning to dress up as?
Shouldn't it be a surprise? You promise you won't tell?
Promise we won't tell.
Apart from all the listeners to the podcast.
Apart from this.
Okay, so I am going to come as the warden from Holes because I have cowboy boots, have a cowboy hat. Hopefully Mr. Hole or Mr. Taylor will lend me a spade.
So our third question for you is what books do students like to study the most?
Good question. So I actually took Holes off the curriculum this year for year five because I wanted to introduce a new book, but then everyone in year six and seven said you can't do that because it's the best book. So I'm bringing that back for the summer term. So Holes is something that the boys really like. They also love Boy by Roald Dahl. Year eight, I think everyone likes Curious Incidents.
Yeah, Wonder. That was fun, so good.
Yeah, Wonder.
I don't think we ever did Holes.
No, we didn't.
Did you
we
not?
Did, we did no. Boy instead.
Or maybe we did.
Did I not teach you in year five?
No, I think we did six, the Wild, or like Into the Wild.
The Last Wild.
Last Wild. But
yeah, I didn't really enjoy that.
No.
And it was ironic that it came out at the same time as a pandemic, given that it was about a pandemic.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't find it too uplifting. But didn't we do Holes in the summer?
I don't think
definitely
so.
Not. No. Definitely yeah. not.
I remember seeing it in a class.
Yeah,
oh.
I tried reading it.
Well, it's still available. Nothing to stop you reading now.
Thank you for listening.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Ropeley podcast. We are here with three year one boys who are taking part in the year one informal concert next week.
So our first question for you guys, what are your names?
Hanger, Richard, Jasper.
Thank you.
And how old are you?
Six.
Okay, and what class are you in?
1P.
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 And what instrument are you going to be playing?
The piano. Flute.
Piano.
And our last question for you is, how are you feeling for the informal concert?
A bit scared.
Happy.
Happy.
That's really interesting. Thank you so much for listening.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Ropeley podcast. So today we're here with Mr. Jury, the librarian.
Hello.
And we're going to ask him a few questions about World Book Day. So our first question for you, sir, is what made you want to become a librarian?
Well, I've always liked books. As you guys know, I write books, I read books. And if you want to get a job that involves working with books 24/7, well, not 24/7, I have to go home, of course. Librarian is probably the best one. And I also want to share books. I really love just sharing the stories I like that changed my life, because I have this thought that maybe you guys would be changed in the way I was changed when I read some of the stories in our library.
So the second question is, what was your favourite book growing up and what was your favourite book that you have written?
Okay, so I know you can't see it because you're listening, not watching this, but I'm actually holding my favourite book now. It's called Hacker by Mallory Blackman. I read this when I was a kid, probably around, I would have been 9 or 8 maybe. And this is the book I credit with getting me reading ever since. Like, some people will drop books at a certain age and move on to computer games or sports or whatever. But I kept going with books, and it was thanks to this one. It's a real, you sort of get started and you get hooked and you have to finish it. And I remember reading it pretty much in 2 nights. And like, that's my favourite book, because it's the book that has always kept me reading and got me falling in love with books,
I've read the Mallory Blackman ones. They are very good.
What was the second part of the question? I've already forgotten.
What was the favourite book that you have written?
I'm actually, again, holding it right here. This is called Return to Earth. This is the first book I ever wrote, the first complete story. It stars James, who gets abducted by aliens and taken into a world beyond his imagination. But also he has to run away from aliens who are trying to eat him. But that's one part of the action. It's my favourite because it's the first one I ever wrote. I'm still trying to get it published, but it's hard. But I love it still.
Is that why you made me head librarian?
Maybe subconsciously, James, but this I wrote 20 years ago. So.
So our third question for you is, what are you dressing up as for World Book Day?
So one of my favourite book series to read, or universe that I like to read from, is called the Warhammer 40k universe. This is set in what's called a grim, dark future, where mankind is endlessly at war 40,000 years from now. And my character that I'm dressing up as is called Hyperion. He's a grey knight who's tasked with defeating demons in this futuristic, really dark universe.
And our final question is, what books do boys like to read most out of the library?
Ah, that's an excellent question. Well, very soon for World Book Day, we're going to have a visit from author Matt Oldfield, who, along with his brother, Tom Oldfield, writes the Ultimate Football Heroes, or Legends, or Classic footballers series. They are very popular. The Diary of a Wimpy Kids, always going out. Lots of people like Five Nights at Freddy books as well. Skullduggery Pleasant, Goosebumps. These are all that are probably our most popular book series right now.
Wow, sounds good. Thank you so much, sir, and thanks for listening.